Since Tzadik Sif Yitzes, Yikva, Mokem, Litvit, Lasa, Shanea, Loi, Litzayah. Since you should have a Mokem Kavua, always not in the same place, just like Avram Avinu, with Kavua, Mokem, Litvit, Lasa. You ask about Avram Baboike, and I'm a Koyma Shema, Amacha, Spinei Hashem. Even if a person has to daven at home, you should also have a specific place away from the action. You should have peace and quiet, so you should daven Kavua. Within 4 amas of the place is considered your Mokem Kavua. So if you see somebody that's sat in your place because you came late, you're allowed to leave him there. You can sit in the 4 hours around there. It's better to come on time and you never have these problems. Yeah. Even with the shul you normally daven in, you should also have a specific place you daven. Once you go a distance of 2 doorways and then daven. What does that mean? The various perushim. Yeshim, Mephoshim, Shir Shnei Pesach, and Dainu Shmoyin, and Tfochim. Because the finish of the Yeshiv Vitzilat Pesach, Shinirish Masri, Chivis Vesak Nesses. One pshat is a simple pshat, or don't sit right by the doorway, because it looks like you want to run out as soon as possible. You should go at least 8 tfochim in from the entrance way. And the Shabur brings also from there's a discussion about davening the ante room in front of the shul. On the Maisel, Lachatila, one should not do that, it should daven in the shul, the room of the Vesnedrish Vesnesses itself. Well, the fees there, im yeish loy mokem yuchid eitzel ha-pesach ein bekach. If you say the reason is that it looks like you want to run out, so if the only place that you got was that place, that you were assigned to that place, then it's alright. You shouldn't just pick it. Yeish mefoshim that time et neishim abin l'chutz ven yoch l'chavim. He's a man of the soil, he's a rabbi in kachlum. Some say it's because you're near the doorway, you can see out, and you won't have kavana. But you're sitting near the door, and the door, for whatever reason, they cannot see that, then that would be acceptable. It's not everything. You should not daven immediately when you come in. You should disconnect yourself from your previous interactions and start focusing on the new thing, which is davening, going to Hashem. One should be chosen for all the 3 perushim. Therefore, even if you cannot see out, you should not sit near the entranceway unless this is a assigned seat, and he is 8 tfachim away from the entrance. And also, you should not daven immediately the second he walks in. He should wait a few seconds. Sifchos, chosval. So, shalom yeh davar choytis veinu veinu kir. Kavua, koin oron, teva eino choytis. Should not have something blocking between you and the wall in front of you. This is all alachatchila. There's no issue to do it otherwise. The need to daven in a place with something blocking between you and the wall. Kamuvan, you should not push off davening with a minion to get such a position. Part of the idea is that you should have kavanah. So there's nothing in front of you, you have nothing to distract you. So to accomplish the same thing, as not having something in front of you, is either close your eyes or look in the siddur, and then you won't be distracted. So if there is a cabinet or something, which is a permanent thing, in front of, between you and the wall, that's also considered davar kavua, as long as it's something that's not moved around generally. Mishnah brings a machlokes about bed, which is generally not moved around, if that's a chatzitza or not. Chatzitza over here is dafka. Ramot says double gadol gavoya stara reich by alba, something which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. Shabur brings from the Taz that anything that is necessary for tefillah, even if it's large, is not considered a hefsek. Therefore, if you have a high stender in front of you, that's not a problem because that's something that's used for davening. Alba double cotton lo choshev hefsek. So something small, like we said before, is not considered hefsek. Yeah. There are opinions that say that anything is considered hefsek, but the benches and the shul, which are kavua, where they are, definitely not a hefsek. Sivchov beis, yesh mishayna, yesh mizal mispal achrei shum odem, v'tov lochus yadvar. Zohar say that one should not daven after somebody, behind somebody else. Kamuvan, under normal circumstances, it's impossible to be medactic because you can't have entire shul in the first row. Therefore, this idea of not having someone in front of you is a lower level than we said before. In other words, it's not equal, then it's alright. But if you could set it up in such a fashion, then it's a mile of davening than anybody. Sifchov Gimel, Begodam Tziyore, Avi Shteinim Bolte, Meinochen, the spell connected. It's not proper to daven in front of tapestries that have pictures on them distracted. That's why a shul really should be very simple in the front. If he happens to daven in front of the mural, then you should not look at it when he's davening. Ramos says, also, for some reason, one should also be careful not to daven from Sidurim, that have all kind of pictures in the Sidurim, and also not to make murals on the Mizrach of the Beis Knesses. It should be higher up if you do it above the height of a person. You will not see it if he's just standing up. Also, one should not daven in front of a mirror because it looks like he's bowing down to himself. And that is also his eyes are closed. With all discussion, if you have a window at night, it reflects you. It looks like a little bit like a mirror. And there's a discussion, the Poskim, if you're actually said or not. Ravozna has a little school, so since it's something that wasn't made to see yourself, it just happens to be that you're able to see yourself, that's better.